Charges filed after a Tennessee mom goes missing. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. As police in Memphis search for Eliza Fletcher, a man has been charged with kidnapping and evidence tampering.
MPD tweeted that they had located a vehicle of interest. They said that they detained a man who was inside that vehicle.
Reporter Lakia Scott with Fox 13 in Memphis. That man has been identified as Cleotha Abstin. Fletcher was abducted early Friday while jogging, as she regularly did. Her family has offered a $50,000 reward for information leading to her safe return. A convenience store in Maryland is now a crime scene. Police in Capitol Heights say four people were shot inside a 7-Eleven last night. One of them died. No word on any arrests. There was panic at the Minnesota State Fair last night after a fight broke out. Police quickly defused the situation by deploying pepper spray. The fairgrounds closed early. Vicious and divisive. Those two words were used by former President Trump to describe the speech given by President Biden last week, where he called MAGA Republicans a threat to the country. During a rally in Pennsylvania last night, the former president also sounded off on the FBI raid of his Florida home.
They're trying to silence me, and more importantly, they are trying to silence you, but we will not be silenced, right?
The Justice Department says it seized a number of classified documents. The DOJ also says some folders labeled classified were empty. The highly anticipated test flight of NASA's Artemis 1 moon rocket is on hold, possibly for weeks. A second launch attempt was scrubbed yesterday after another hydrogen leak. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
This was no accident. Police in Ohio say a young father intentionally left his son in a hot car to die. Authorities in New Philadelphia say 19-year-old Landon Parrott rushed his 1-year-old son to the hospital on Friday. Then, while being questioned, he apparently admitted leaving the child in the car on purpose for 5 hours as temperatures soared into the high 80s. He's facing a number of charges, including murder. Fans of a social media influencer are mourning her tragic death.
A 21-year-old TikTok influencer is dead. Tanya Pardazzi, a beauty queen from Toronto, Canada, was killed during her first attempt at skydiving last weekend. Skydive Toronto, located in Innisfil, Ontario, the skydiving school she attended, requires students to finish a day of ground training before attempting a solo jump. A Facebook posting from the school said Pardazzi opened her parachute too late and at too low an altitude during her August 27th dive. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
For some people traveling this weekend, summer is ending just the way it started. Overwhelmed airlines are delaying and canceling flights.
There were thousands of canceled flights over the July 4th and Memorial Day weekends. This adds to months of travel headaches for passengers. And just this year alone, 2.6% of all flights, more than 146,000 flights, have been canceled, according to FlightAware. And a lot of these problems are due to COVID, airline crew shortages, a lack of equipment, and massive schedule cuts despite stronger passenger demand.
Fox's Christina Coleman. In California, weekend travelers who drive electric vehicles are being asked to avoid charging them during peak hours. The request comes as air conditioners work overtime during a brutal heat wave. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.